The newest Savannah position player, Joey August, will lead things off in the bottom half of the fifth. If you weren't with us yesterday, August was one of three players promoted for Savannah after Josh Stinson went up to High A St. Lucie, the second straight year that he's earned a promotion to St. Lucie in the month of July. It was Joey August joining the Mets, and also Tim Smith and John Church, a pair of right-handed pitchers. Neither Smith nor Church earned a spot in yesterday's ball game, as it was just Robert Carson working eight innings for the Nats behind some big hitting in the second inning that gave them a 3-1 victory in game two of this series. Rainer Cruz pitched the ninth and got his 12th save. August, in his debut yesterday, went 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. He leads off here against Parker Frazier in the fifth with a 2-2 score, and the pitch is on the outside corner, strike called 0-1. The college roommate at Stanford of Sean Ratliff. Pitch is on the inside corner, nothing and two. Today, August will be the DH. LeBlanc is in right field today. August was in right field yesterday. 0-2 the count on August, who hails from Salem, Oregon. The 0-2. Fouled off, and the count 0-2 still on August, the left-handed swinging DH today. Asked both Ratliff and August before the game if it was weird that the two actually hooked up. And they said, yes, it was actually, because they didn't expect it to happen so soon. The 0-2 pitch from Frazier almost nicks August as he turned in to try and let it nick him, but it misses one ball and two strikes. But the way the Mets handled their first round, or at least early round picks, usually they don't see Savannah until the second season. Line to the left side, but caught on a line by the shortstop Martinez, and August is retired, one away. So a rarity that right fielder, picks from 2009 go straight from Brooklyn to Savannah, but certainly welcomed here with the shortage of outfielders. Rafael Fernandez placed on the DL yesterday with a left hamstring strain. So with August retired, it is the aforementioned right fielder LeBlanc hitting at the number 9 position today. August, LeBlanc, and Reyes do up for the San Nats here in the fifth with a 2-2 score. First pitch is high and tight to LeBlanc, and it's 1-0. Grounded out in the second inning did LeBlanc to the third baseman Picell. LeBlanc hit 2-for-3 in his debut with Savannah earlier on this homestand, but is just 2-for-17 since. 1-0 pitch fouled off, and caught on one hop by Edgar Alfonso, the first-year manager of the Savannah Sand Nats. Spent the last 2 years up at the Cyclones, so he knows how those things work. Cyclones play up at Keyspan Park in downtown Brooklyn, just by Coney Island. Pitch is in there for a call strike on the outside edge, 1-2, and it's probably the class of the New York Mets organization, at least when it comes to ballparks. It was the brainchild of Met President Fred Wilpon and Steve Cohen to develop a team to bring them back to Brooklyn and bring minor league baseball to one of the five boroughs. 1-2 pitch. Outside, two balls and two strikes. They wanted to build a park within walking distance from Coney Island, and they get the breeze that comes in off the right field shore. As you get the Long Island Sound right there jutting out south, and it brings a treacherous condition for any left-handed power hitter there. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off the count 2-2. Was talking with Alex Gregory, actually, the one of the big draft picks for the Mets, who's now playing up in Brooklyn, who went to high school with me up at Paul VI in Fairfax, and he's saying how it is short, and you really just want to attack it, but you have to hold back because of the way the winds blow there. 2-2, grounded through the hole, left side, base hit for Evan LeBlanc. So Evan with his first hit in this series, as he was 0-for-3 yesterday after getting the day off.
Left fielder, number 34, Raul Reyes.
Here's Raul Reyes. Reyes a walk in the first, scored the first run of this ball game on a sac fly RBI by Sean Ratliff. Also grounded out to first base in the third. He's 0-for-1 officially. Runner at first, one out, 2-2 score. Pitch from Frazier. Breaking ball called strike on the outside edge to Reyes, and the count is 0-1. Raul had a big day yesterday, the three-run homer. that provided the only runs Savannah had, the only runs they would need behind Carson to win yesterday. Just his third home run of the year. The 0-1 pitch. In tight, ball one, strike one to Reyes. He was on the interstate as far as batting average last month, hitting just 175 in 24 games after the mammoth May he had. 21 games played in the second month of the season with a 356 average in extended playing time. Runner goes, swung on and missed. LeBlanc is dead meat at second. It throws on line, but it bounces in front of Martinez, and LeBlanc ends up with a stolen base.
That's a Sandnet stolen base. To avoid a theft like that in your home, call A1 Advanced Security.
Well, LeBlanc got a very poor jump off Frazier. It was obviously a hit and run. It worked earlier in the game with Reyes on at first base and Jeffrey Marte at the plate. But LeBlanc ends up getting there as a bad throw from Pacheco causes the Nats to have a man in scoring position with one out here in the fifth inning. Reyes this season hitting .348 with runners in scoring position, 16-for-46. He's driven in a run 21 times. All 21 of his RBIs have come with men in scoring position, as have all the three of his home runs. 2-for-3 against Frazier this season with a home run back at McCormick Field. 1-2 inside and low. And the count's 2-2. He was 13 of his last 71 entering tonight, but we told you about how he's just on a tear in this homestand with 8 hits already. Frazier comes set, checks LeBlanc at second. One out, here's the 2-2. Grounded foul past the first base side, and Jose Carreño will watch it hit up against the sidewall and go down in the Sandnet bullpen. Luis Allen picks it up and hands it to a fan sitting there for a souvenir. Full slate here tonight for the crowd as we have the GA bleachers packed on a thirsty Thursday here in beautiful downtown Savannah. Clear skies, nice sunset over right field. Lights are on here at Savannah. 2-2 pitches low. Reyes wanted to swing, but he held up and the count is full. First base is open here with one out, bottom five in a 2-2 ball game. Jeffrey Marte stands in the on-deck circle. Edgar Alfonso now way back down the line, flashing the signs, making sure that Evan LeBlanc can pick him up on a ball hit to the outfield, as the outfield does play Reyes to hit the other way. Infield is back, the shortstop shading towards second with LeBlanc there, the payoff. Driven to deep right field, going back on it is Massey at the track, at the wall, kissing goodbye! Raul Reyes with his second home run in as many days, the fourth home run on the season, and he gives Savannah a 4-2 lead. RBIs number 22 and 23 for Reyes, who has shown the power stroke in the last two ball games. Homers for the second time off of Frazier this season, and Savannah takes a two-run lead here in the fifth. It was going to be him to bring the key for Savannah, especially when both Lagares and Campbell went on the DL, and he had the big spurt in May, but had dropped off considerably since, but has picked it back up again. First pitch swing is Jeffrey Marte after the long bomb, and it's into the glove of the shortstop Martinez, two out in the inning. Two runs in, 4-2 Savannah. He curled that home run right over the Bud Light sign in right field, which is just where he hit his one yesterday. And if you're going to hit a home run, if you're a left-handed power hitter, that's the place to do it. It's just 310 of that wall and right, despite the double-tiered billboard. It's the really only place you can get a cheapie here. Here's Sean Ratliff, who would like a cheapie or a long ball of any kind, or at least something that does not end up in a glove of a fielder, as he's 0 for his last 22. Takes a called strike on the inside edge, and it's 0-1. He did drive in the first run of this ball game, though, with a sacrifice fly. First RBI of the series. Number 41 on the season to lead the team. Pitches low, and the count even, 1-1. Ratliff, left-handed power hitter, awaits Frazier's 1-1 pitch. Outside, fastball, and the count is 2-1. For Frazier, that's the fifth home run he's allowed this season in 78 1/3 innings. He allowed that one to Reyes earlier this season on the 28th of May back up at McCormick Field when Savannah beat them in their only win up in Asheville this season. Another pitch low to Sean, and a count 3-1 to Savannah's best power hitter. On deck is Wilmer Flores. Frazier on the ropes now, the wind of the 3-1. Driven to left center field, but Cleary's got a beat on this one. He'll actually let the left fielder, Christensen, take charge, and that catch is made for out number 3, but not before Raul Reyes goes deep for the second straight day. A two-run shot here in the fifth gives Savannah a 4-2 lead. We go to the sixth here at Grayson with Savannah on top 4-2 on your home for Savannah Standouts Baseball Star 1400.